I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's a familiar pattern, and we're seeing it again in the Middle East. Palestinian militants carried out attacks yesterday in Israel. 8 Israelis were killed. Israel mounted air attacks on the Palestinian Gaza Strip in response. And then today, Palestinian militants fired a dozen rockets into Israel. There's no reason to think that the retaliation attacks will end there. The World's Matthew Bell begins his report in southern Israel.
Most of the rockets fired early today landed in open areas, but 2 of them hit the Israeli port city of Ashdod, about 20 miles north of the Gaza Strip. The caretaker at a Jewish temple sweeps up piles of tiny glass shards. Windows up to the 3rd story shattered when a rocket hit a couple of hundred yards away early this morning. An emergency medical technician who was one of the first on the scene didn't want to give his name. When I got there, it was chaos, he says. People were yelling and screaming. One man had an entry wound in his abdomen, but then we turned him over and saw a much bigger exit wound in his back. 6 people were wounded in all, he says, one of them seriously. Given what he's just seen, I asked the medic what's going through his mind. He says the state has to make it stop. When I asked if he's satisfied with the Israeli military's response so far, he says no, not at all. Police cordon off the site of a 2nd rocket strike. It was a direct hit on a small synagogue, but the weapon failed to explode. City Security Chief Arieh Itach says this could have been a very bloody scene.
The synagogue get one rocket, Katyusha, inside, and anyone don't hurt from the rocket because all the people there pray and finish the prayer and go out from the synagogue, and the rocket fell down inside, and it's a miracle for us.
It really was a miracle for Israel Albert. The father of 6 was still inside the building when the rocket smashed through the roof. He tells me today was supposed to be my funeral.
Elokim azel.
God does help.
Elokim itzil oti mimavet lechaim, itzil oti me'anashim achzarim, al lo avel bechapai.
God saved me from the hands of evil people.
Albert goes on to tell me he's been given a second chance on life, and he plans to use the opportunity to serve God. Palestinian women in the Gaza Strip express their grief for a child killed in an Israeli airstrike overnight. At least 7 Palestinians were killed, according to sources in Gaza. Among them was the leader of a militant group that Israel accuses of planning yesterday's deadly attack in southern Israel. The group denied responsibility, according to the Reuters news agency, but a man identified as a spokesman of the armed wing of the Popular Resistance Committees made it clear how the group plans to respond. Speaking to the camera in a black mask and camouflage jacket, he said the Palestinian faction's leaders have been assassinated, and that absolves the group from a declared truce in Gaza. The Zionist enemy started the battle, he said, and the faction will fight to take back all stolen Palestinian land. Hamas has also denied responsibility for yesterday's attack in Israel, but Hamas legislator Moshir al-Masri from Gaza issued this warning. The Israeli occupiers, he said, should not commit any new acts of stupidity against the Palestinians. As long as there is occupation, there will be resistance, he said, and Hamas people will be the first to defend against any aggression against Gaza. Tensions between Israel and Egypt took a turn for the worse today. Egyptian state TV reported that the government has made a formal complaint with Israel over the deaths of 3 Egyptian officers in the Sinai. Egyptian security sources are reportedly saying that the 3 officers were killed by Israeli aircraft fire on the Egyptian side of the border. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.